The Big Small Business Show, proudly sponsored by MTN Business.
The Big Small Business Show is proudly brought to you by FICA. Choose a difference maker, choose a chartered accountant.
Welcome to the Big Small Business Show, the show for all our fantastic entrepreneurs out there, the entrepreneurs who have not only survived but thrived through COVID. Many businesses had to adapt during that time, and many businesses actually thrived during that time, finding ways to actually make a very successful business. One of those businesses is in studio with us today. It is AT Business Solutions and Laptop Distributors, and the CEO is Anesh Suknandan. They have got clients not only in South Africa, but also in UK, India, Mauritius, and Seychelles. Let's take a look.
AT Business Solutions and Laptop Distributors is a registered company jump-started by founder Anesh Suknandan in 2015. After being retrenched from his job in the ICT space, Anesh quickly hopped into starting his own business, using his expertise to assist small to medium businesses to gain access to technology such as laptops. The COVID pandemic allowed his business to pivot, also forcing big local enterprises to utilize his services.
From my own experience, I have found that one of the big obstacles for businesses to start is getting the right business technology to get there. So, you know, using my experience in the ICT sector, I've been in IT for now around 22 years. So, you know, using my network and experience that I have and building those supply lines, we're able to give small businesses, specifically those that can't access the higher end equipment, we give them the opportunity to get that.
The company has been in operation for 5 years with a small team of three, making a turnover of under 4 million rand in the last financial year. The business is constantly growing, but with this growth, Anesh seeks advice on how to handle the pressure of dealing with big budgets.
Because we're seeing more volumes now, we're seeing very, very high volumes, and high volumes means cash. And we are learning now how to manage cash, and especially how to manage that credit rather. From someone like a captain of industry who's been there and done that, I don't want to know from Elon how to manage money, but rather when you're taking that leap of faith, you know, how do you handle the fear?
Welcome, Anesh.
Thank you, Elon. Good to be here.
So let's start off. You're talking about the business is growing now. So you're starting that cycle of starting to scale. Obviously, COVID has given some impetus to that. Mm-hmm. But do you really want a big business?
I do, Alan. You know, I have been exposed to other types of businesses, you know, through my life. And I've always wondered is that where a business really stops, you know? Sure, you'll be able to go on holidays every year, you'll be able to pay a nice bond, but, you know, will you be able to get a business to where it's on that global scale? And that's my intention with AT Business Solutions, is to see how far we can go, how many people we can help, how many lives we can reach. So, you know, the sky's the limit, you know, talking about the long game, I believe that this business is the long game, and, you know, we'll be able to be successful.
And you definitely want all the pain and the trials and tribulations that come with that.
Let me put it this way. I can't imagine my life without it now.
Okay.
It is built in me, yeah.
Okay, let's just talk a bit about the business in terms of the cash cycles. So to explain to me how the cash moves in your business. You get an order, and then what happens? Just give me the timelines.
Sure. So we have a combination of clients. Someone on cash on delivery, so, you know, they EFT or pay first and get equipment. And then we got our bigger clients, or, you know, We've segmented them, you know, by loyalty and payment behavior, and those get a longer time to pay us.
What, 30 days, 60 days?
A combination of 2 weeks and 30 days, depending on how we vetted that that client. So, you know, depending on those cycles and how that money comes in, we will use the funds available at that time to sort of sort out the deals that we have.
And is there, you're obviously sourcing, are you paying COD as well?
I am at the moment. So through COVID again, you know, having some success, they were able to stockpile some money. So being able to now, because we've found this specialization in sort of training centers and bigger volume clients, you know, it's now outstripping that cash that we can outlay for those type of deals.
And have you tried with your suppliers to get 30 days or 60 days?
More than willing to help us. So we're in that transition now of finding that cycle of receiving funds in time to actually settle that account as well. Because we've looked at all of the avenues, you know, the margin impact on taking a loan that has interest, you know, and the 30-day interest-free from your supplier is obviously the best way to go. So we're in that transition phase, but finding that comfortability, that sort of sweet spot of having the cash available to settle those accounts, that is the learning we're actually in at the moment.
So do you have an overdraft facility?
Not at the moment, no, but it is on our list of options, of course, yeah.
Okay, so if I summarize what I'm hearing that you're currently paying cash to your suppliers, your clients are predominantly paying COD, some are paying 2 weeks, some pay, the longest is a month. You're growing and you're running out of cash in the center, right? That's really what's happening.
Correct.
Let's go to margin now, because margin is the thing that solves a lot of the problem.
Correct. Yeah.
You're in a highly competitive environment. So is the business about buying and selling, or are you refurbing? Just explain where you make your margin.
Sure. And we have just to clarify, we found a niche in the laptop space. You know, we are laptop specialists. And in that, we've learned in our first years of what the market really wants. And it's a combination of three types of laptops. We have the refurb market for that entry level price point, but still business machines.
So just pause on that. On the refurb, you're sourcing from where?
A combination of places, at auction.
So not from client, in other words.
Occasion, yes. Okay. The recycles can come from client as well. We take trade-ins as well. Okay. So we can refurb those. But, you know, literally, I sign those machines off, so I know that they will perform in that business until that business grows to a point where it can afford perhaps a demo in the next in line, you know, and we move them up the ladder like that.
Okay, so you said the one side is refurbished.
Refurbished. Yeah. Then we have the demo equipment, which is basically new, you know, with the manufacturer warranty, but still right out of the box, if I had to put a brand new one in a demo together, you never say the difference. But like at sometimes 60% less than retail. Mm. So we're able to give our clients that. I mean, an unboxed item has amazing depreciation. It's one of the positives we find in depreciation, where we can take that and recycle it to our clients. And then we have the new products as well, which have the least amount of margin. You know, and if I say in order of appearance, I've explained them is how the margin decreases. You know, best margins on the refurbs perhaps. Then the demos, and then the brand new equipment.
In the insert, you spoke about when's the right time to jump. Okay, what is the fear? That you're going to run out of cash? What is the actual fear that?
For myself, you know, coming from humble beginnings, I had never had the opportunity to manage vast sums of money before. You know, and we're going through that training now with RaceCorp, but. You know, just not having that experience, you know, and I know I won't be the first businessman, entrepreneur, and I certainly won't be the last to spend big money of other people's money. So essentially, you know, how to overcome that first step and, you know, just, you know, be able to take that risk.
Okay, Anish, I think I've heard enough. I'm going to give my thoughts to Anish straight after this break.